In East Africa, there has been an historic imbalance in the number of men and women pursuing and holding posts in post-secondary education, with relatively few women at the university level. But efforts are being made to increase women's presence in all levels of university education. Kathy Maitini reports for VOA from Nairobi. Text. Educator Martha Muhwezi recalls a graduation she attended recently at a science and technology institution in Uganda.
Only 17% were women. And I remember it was one of the issues which the minister, who was the guest of honor, was emphasizing on what strategies should be put in place to ensure that the number of women goes up.
Muhwezi, who is coordinator of the Uganda chapter of Forum for African Women Educationalists, says in Uganda and elsewhere in East Africa, the field of science has been viewed traditionally as a male domain. She says the Ugandan government is seeking to change that.
In the recent past, of course, there has been a lot of campaign, a lot of emphasis, including the government making sciences compulsory at secondary level so that girls don't have an option of opting for humanities.
Similarly, in Kenya, an estimated 12% of students pursuing math and science majors in 2007 were women. But at one Kenyan university, 100% of the science and technology students are women. Dr. Wanjiru Wanyoki is Deputy Vice Chancellor of the Nairobi-based Kiriri Women's University of Science and Technology, the only university in East Africa to cater specifically to women. She says that part of the students' training involves taking gender courses to examine how culture has shaped the way society views women and their capabilities in the sciences and other areas. She says students are also groomed for supervisory positions.
When they are alone, for example, here in Kirere, we have the student bodies, so they take the leadership. So you have the chair ladies, the secretary, the vice chair, secretary. So you find they are also having this leadership role leading girls. In this mainstream university, you find most of the leadership positions are also taken by boys.
And women held leadership positions within university administrations are vital for providing role models for young women, says Pamela Apio, National Coordinator of FAWE's Kenya chapter. She explains that some top Kenyan universities now have women vice chancellors.
For example, at Jomo Kenyatta University of Technology, we have Professor Mabel Imbuga. At Nazarene University, we have Professor Lea Marangu. At Kenyatta University, we have Professor Olive Mugenda, and we have Professor Brown at USIU. So we are saying that these are interventions that will encourage girls to also aim high and aim for leadership positions.
Women are also increasing their numbers and profiles in research institutions through such initiatives as the African Women in Agricultural Research and Development Mentorship Program. The so-called award program was launched in 2008 by the Consultative Group on International Agricultural Research. Award program director and founder Vicky Wild says the initiative, which pairs junior female researchers with senior scientists, aims to increase women's leadership skills and visibility, as well as their scientific knowledge. She explains that in 2008, less than 1 in 4 agricultural researchers in the East Africa region were women, and less than 1 in 7 were in management positions in agriculture institutions.
We are seeing quite dramatic changes. For example, from our first 2 rounds of award fellows, almost a quarter of them have been promoted, and another quarter completed their master's or PhDs. Almost half, 48% of our fellows have received other awards, you know, recognitions, fellowships, scholarships, grants.
She says, in addition, there has been what she terms a statistically significant increase in participants' publications, which means that their research is increasingly being recognized by the scientific community. She says award receives nearly 3,000 applications for 250 2-year fellowships. Kathy Maitini for VOA News, Nairobi.